Let's discuss the peace of God as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. Where does peace come from? Why is it so hard to maintain in our lives? So we search for peace, we desire to have peace, but it seems to be so elusive. We want peace in our marriages, in our family, in our children, on our jobs, in our business, and in our churches. Why is peace so hard to come by? And like with all things with God, it really comes down to where we're getting what we desire from. This is true when it comes to peace. We look forward within ourselves. We look forward from others. We look forward within other things. While this may seem like good places to seek peace, we must come to understand that peace only comes from God. We can only receive peace by having a relationship and faith in Christ Jesus. And God promised us peace. And he gives us peace through his promise that a child will be given, that a son will be sent. The government would be upon his shoulder. He would be called a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God's peace is real, and it's received through his son, Christ Jesus. See, when God promised things to his people, he sends a message to ensure the people of God can understand what God is offering and what God is about to do. So the Lord sent a messenger to tell of the good news of the peace that comes through Christ Jesus, who is Lord of all. See, God wants you and I to experience his peace in our lives, in our families, in our marriages. The Apostle Paul touches on this when he taught about what happens when a believer marries an unbeliever. He says that if an unbeliever decides to leave a marriage, then the believing person is not bound to the marriage because God has called us to live in peace with one another. See, the believer can't leave, but the unbelieving person can. See, the peace of God must be present in our lives, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. We cannot call ourselves a congregation that serves the Lord if there's no peace in the house of God. The peace of God must reign in our hearts. It must be present in our spirit. See, God has to be the source of our peace. Christ Jesus has to be the Savior of our lives, the peace of our lives. See, the Lord came to destroy the barrier that divided us. His purpose was to create in himself one man, thus making peace in his one body, so reconciling us to God through the cross. See, Christ Jesus came preaching peace to those who were far away and peace to those who were near. See, the peace of God is in Christ Jesus. He is the head of the church, the firstborn of the dead, reconciling all things to himself. But it pleases the Father to have his fullness dwell in Christ. Christ has come to bring peace through his blood, whether things on earth or things in heaven. See, the peace of God transcends all understanding. It is the peace of God that guards our heart and mind in Christ. It is the peace of God that would help us be true to God, to be true to his word, to be true to his son, Christ Jesus. Go with me to Philippians chapter 4. Verses 7 to 8. This peace of God, it transcends all things. And we need to wrap our mind around this scripture to guard over our lives with it. So the peace can reign in our hearts and reign in our mind. Philippians chapter 4, verses 7 to 8 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is loving, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." See, we need the peace of God in our lives. It will sanctify us through and through. See, the peace of God will touch our spirit and our soul and our body, our thoughts, our desires, our hopes, our dreams, so we can be blameless before God. God promised us peace. He said it is. He is faithful. He will give it to us. And like all things with God, we must receive it in His way, and it's in the way God prescribed for us to receive it. See, the source of our peace must be God. Peace can't be found in money. Peace can't be found in a job. It can't be found in our business. It can't be found in others. It can't be found in ourselves. The peace of God comes so we can have peace at all times and in every way and in every situation. Through the peace of God, the Lord will be with us and we'll count it all joy. See, we must understand how the peace of God works, how God uses discipline for a little while for our good. So we must share in His holiness. See, discipline is not pleasant. It can be painful. But it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who are trained by it. See, the peace of God equips us for every good work and doing His will. The peace of God is what leads us to what is pleasing to God. See, when the peace of God resides in us, we'll glorify God more and more in our lives. We spend our lives searching for peace. We try to receive it from many places, through many people and things. We're taught that peace is something we can generate, that we can be the source of our own peace, and it's within us. And some of us can demonstrate peace for a little while, but everlasting peace is not something that comes from within us. We can only manufacture temporary peace. Everlasting peace comes from God. See, God has called us into peace. The Lord promised us peace. Scripture says, beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tides, who proclaim salvation, who sees God as their Lord, who says God reigns over their lives. God is calling us to come and become peacemakers. Who do not repay anyone evil for evil. We do what is right in a peaceful way. The Lord says if it's all possible, as it depends on us, we must live at peace with each other. We must be peacemakers so we don't take revenge. We let the Lord avenge those who suffer through the cross. We walk in peace as peacemakers for the Lord. See, we must be peacemakers. We must become peacemakers. Making sure what we consider is good and not spoken of is bad in our lives. We need to be peacemakers because the kingdom of God is of righteousness, peace, joy, and spirit. We need to be peacemakers so the lost can find Jesus and experience peace in their lives. We must be peacemakers for God. We aim for perfection. We climb to the height God has called us. We listen to the Lord. We being one in mind, one person who can live in peace with each other. God is a God of peace and love. We must imitate the Lord. See, as peacemakers, we stand firm in God. We stand with the belt of truth around our waist. We with the breastplate of righteousness covering our chest, with our feet fitted in the gospel of peace. We are peacemakers for God. We're called to be peacemakers. So we must put into practice that which we've been taught by God, that we'll learn from the Lord. We serve a God of peace, which means we must be children of peace, so we represent Christ Jesus to the world. And as peacemakers, we have to allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. We have to let the word of God dwell in us so we share and teach the wisdom and with the gratitude in our hearts to God. Go meet in Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 16. The peace of God has to dwell in us. We need the peace of Christ Jesus to rule in our hearts so we become peacemakers for God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 16 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish those one another with all wisdom as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs of gratitude in your heart to God. So you must live in peace with each other. One another's not to be idle. We need to encourage the timid and help the weak and be patient with everyone. A peacemaker never pays back, never does wrong for wrong, always trying to be a person of peace, resolving issues in a peaceful way. So we have to be peacemakers. We have to flee the evil desires of our youth and turn and pursue the righteousness, faith, love, and peace of God. See, as peacemakers, we'll call on the Lord out of a pure heart and seeking God's will as is an instrument of peace for God, leading others to the Lord. See, as peacemakers, we clothe ourselves with wisdom that comes from heaven, which is pure and peace-loving and considerate and submissive, full of mercy, impartial, sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. See, for us to live in the peace of God, we have to understand that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy. And if we're able to live in the peace of God through Christ Jesus, we'll be pleasing to God and approved by man. See, living in the peace of God means we make every effort to do what leads to peace. We don't cause division. See, we don't cause anger and frustration. We don't cause hate and people coming against each other. We're in Christ Jesus. We're peacemakers of God. And we desire to live in peace of God as a noble person. See, the peace of God will fill us with joy and peace, and we'll trust in the Lord. We'll overflow with hope because the Spirit of the Lord is at work in us. The peace of God will hold us, it will keep us, it will sustain us. And for us to live in the peace of God, we have to live a life worthy of our calling. See, to live in the peace of God, we have to become completely humble and gentle. We have to be patient and bearing others in love. We have to make every effort to keep the union of the Spirit through the bond of peace. For us to live in the peace of God, we have to test everything, only holding on to that which is good. We need to avoid every kind of evil. So God himself, who is a God of peace, will sanctify us through and through. So our whole spirit and body is kept blameless until Christ Jesus' return. See, God wants us to be peacemakers. He wants us to live in peace. And it requires effort on our part to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. For without holiness, no one would see God. See, living in peace means that you and I got to learn of God. The peace of God is very important to our salvation. We need God's peace so we don't miss the grace. See, and no bitterness grows up in us, causing trouble in our spirit and defiling us. We've been chosen to live according to the foreknowledge of the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and obedience to Christ Jesus, so we can have peace and abundance from God. We must become peacemakers and live in peace. See, for us to live in the peace of God, we must pursue peace. We must seek peace. We must stand for peace. We must turn from evil and do good so the eyes of the Lord is upon us and upon our lives. And he's pouring peace into our lives, into everything we do. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. We live in a world where the price of peace does not come cheaply. But you and I must seek peace from God. We must seek it. We must pursue it. God promises it to us. We can have it. We just got to seek it. We got to put our effort into living our lives peacefully. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12 says, "For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers, but the face of the Lord against those who do evil." See, for us to live in God's peace, we have to see ourselves as a servant of Christ Jesus, living in the righteousness of God, so through faith we receive. It's receiving from God through Christ Jesus that allows us to experience the grace and peace of the Lord in our lives. To tell somebody else about it. how we are so peaceful, even though we don't have everything. See, it's the peace of God. See, but the peace of this world says we gotta have everything. We can't have peace without a lot of stuff. But the peace of God says you can have peace with just the little things. It's the peace of God. It doesn't require a lot. See, for us to live in God's peace, it takes effort on our part. Peace is one of the elements we must process as part of the armor of God. It must be a part of what we do. We need to go through that process of putting on the full armor of God so we have all of God. It's the shoes of peace that allows us to be fitted and able to stand. It's the shoes of peace that allows us to be patient, kind, and compassionate toward another. It's the peace. It's the shoes of peace that gives us the internal peace which only comes from God. We must be suited. See, we must be fitted and walking in the peace of God every day, day and night. For Christians to experience peace in our lives, which is the promise from God, we must live as God's word teaches us. Living as peace is something every child of God should be looking to have. It should be a goal we achieve as we grow in the Lord, as we're found spotless, blameless, living at peace with one another. Grace and mercy and peace comes from God through Christ Jesus. And every child of God who walks in the truth and love of God would experience peace in their lives. We have to be found walking in the truth so the love and peace of God will surround us and our families. When Christ Jesus returns, will he find us walking in God's peace? Or will we be a mess and teaching a mess? Glory to God. Peace everlasting. It's a promise from God who always keeps his word. He is faithful. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus came full of the peace of the Father. He came so you and I can have peace. Thank you, Jesus. Peace is a very interesting topic because many of us think we are a peaceful person. But if we were to examine ourselves, as the word of God says, when things go wrong, when trouble enter our lives, are we as people a peaceful person or are we a hellraiser? See, living in the peace of God is not about what we think about ourselves. It's about making an effort to learn and walk in God's peace. It's part of what God requests us to grow into, to become a peacemaker, a person who always lives in peace. A person who can operate in peace in every situation, in difficult times, and when trouble comes our way. Yes, it's a high calling. Yes, it's how I walk with the Lord, which leads us to holiness and God's salvation. See, but God has called us to live in peace. He's called us to take up our own peace within our lives. He called us to be peacemakers. If you and I are going to mature, if we're going to grow in God, if we're going to grow in Christ Jesus, peace has to be at the center of what we do. We got to follow God's word. We got to live our lives in peace. We can't have all of this mess going on in our churches and in our houses, on our jobs and in our business and call ourselves a child of God. We need to be peacemakers first. It's through the peace of God that you and I learn to show love and grace and mercy to others who are in need. Those who are lost need to experience the peace of God in their lives. See, those who are chasing after things need to experience the peace of God in their lives so they'll know that it comes from God. It comes from nowhere else. All other peace is temporary. All other peace is fake. It won't hold up. Let us wear the shoes of peace every day of our lives. Living in the peace of God is so important to our faith. Demonstrating peace to God is so important to others being able to come to Christ Jesus, connecting with the Lord and starting changing their lives. See, having the peace of God is so important to our salvation. For without it, how can we say we know God? There's no peace in our life. And every day we're up and down. And every situation tosses us here and there. It doesn't matter. We go to church and the minute church is over, peace is gone. See, we toss like the wind back and forth because there's no peace in our lives. We chase after things. We act like peace comes from this world. There's no peace comes from this world. Only anxiety and frustration. Even if you have money, there's no peace because you're so anxious over the money you have. You don't want to share anything. See, even if you have a good job, you still don't have any peace because you're so worried about it. See, even if you have a good business, there's no peace. You're still frustrated. You're still trying to get ahead. You're still trying to outbeat somebody. But the peace of God surpasses all understanding. The peace of God surpasses all our desires. The peace of God that passes all our plans. It's the peace of God that gets us settled, that makes us a sure foundation in Christ because we have peace in our life. We're not tossed about. One day can be good, we still got peace. See, another day can bring trouble, but we still got peace. See, another day can bring anxiety into our life, but we still got peace. See, the peace of God covers all things. That's why you and I got to live in the peace of God. That's why we got to have the shoes of peace on our feet. So when we're walking every day, we're living in peace. We're demonstrating peace. So God finds us worthy of our calling because we've taken up on his peace in our lives and we hold on to it. We don't put it down for anything. It's the peace of God to sustain us. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we thank you for this day, God. We need your peace. This is a world, God, that knows no peace. And we need your peace today, God. We need to get our minds on you. We need to be stayed on you, Jesus. We need the peace of God in our lives. And stop being so antsy about everything. God is our provider. He's faithful. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We can live in the peace of God now, in this time, in this world, in this situation, in your circumstances. You and I can have the peace of God in our lives. It allows you to go to bed. It allows you to wake up in the next morning and give thanks to God. See, the peace of God allows you to serve God. It allows you to have peace when you're in the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.